For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Just before leaving New Jersey, President Trump said he was close to making a decision on a Supreme Court nominee. The new justice is likely to cement a conservative ideological majority on the high court. On Face the Nation, Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons said he'll give the nominee a fair shake.
I'll meet with his nominee, I'll review their record, and I'll ask them tough questions to try and get to the core issue here, which is how will this next justice nominated by President Trump affect the rights and freedoms of average Americans?
Cave divers are resting after successfully bringing four boys out of the cave complex in northern Thailand. The rescue effort was halted because they needed to replace the spent oxygen inside the pockets of the three-mile-long cave. The boys in the weakest condition were brought out first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Americans in Haiti are being urged to shelter in place.
The U.S. Embassy in Haiti issued a notice that U.S. citizens should not leave their hotels or homes until further notice because of ongoing roadblocks and violence in response to a government-ordered fuel price hike. Here's a quote from the State Department, which warns, "Do not travel to the airport unless you confirmed your flight is departing. Flights are canceled today, and the airport has limited food and water available. Telecommunication services, including internet and phone lines, have been affected throughout Haiti, and it may be difficult to reach people through normal communication methods."
From Atlanta to San Francisco, thousands are protesting Trump administration immigration policies. This demonstrator joined others in San Francisco condemning the separation of families at the border.
"We are calling for everyone to be free. No exceptions to that. So however that looks like, we'll just keep disrupting until that happens."
Police in Portland, Oregon say some arrests have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An Iowa senator is warning the president not to get too chummy with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Senator Joni Ernst cautioned President Trump against working with Russia to oust Iran from Syria in return for the U.S. reducing its true presence in the country.
"If there is a way that we can partner and put a lid on Iran, I would support that. But again, being very cautious, because I don't see that Russia would ever be a true friend or ally."
And Ernst said the U.S. should resume military exercises with South Korea should talks with the North fail. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The death toll rose to at least 76, and dozens more are missing from mudslides after heavy rain in Japan. The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time. For USA Radio...